Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Garth Brooks, Faith Hill, Taylor Swift, Vince Gill, Maren Morris. The list goes on and on and on. Basically, anybody that's ever attempted a country music career has played at the Bluebird Cafe, and the legendary club is now a documentary that is not only on Amazon Prime, but available on iTunes today. It's called Bluebird, and it's unbelievable. Joining us right now is Erica Nichols, who runs Bluebird Cafe out of Nashville.
Erica, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Thanks for having me be a part of the show.
Erica, congratulations on this documentary. I mean, the stories within the walls of your establishment, this very, I mean, if you've never been to the Bluebird Cafe, you for sure, as a country music fan or as a fan of music, has heard of its legend. You might be surprised when you see what it is, which is a small club in the midst of a strip mall in suburban Nashville. It's the least legendary, no offense, the least legendary looking place you'd ever imagine, right?
Very much so.
When Vince Gill says, if you just put together a compilation record of all the artists that have played here, it would be staggering. That's a pretty strong statement, and you could back that up.
Yes, I would agree. It is staggering. And not just the artists, not just the folks who've had their career moments there or have been discovered there, but the songs that have been played there for the very first time to an audience of people who later hear them on the radio and get to say they heard it before anybody else. That's so cool.
The feeling of just complete, what am I watching here? I mean, you must have those every week at the Bluebird Cafe.
Oftentimes, yes. And like I say, it's not always the Steven Tylers or the Dave Grohls or the Faith Hills or Tim McGraws or Toby Keith, people that just come in to participate in a show or watch their friends. Like I say, some of the magic really comes with the stories. And when you find out a song that you love, how it was written and the emotion behind it, and actually you're sitting next to that person who's telling you that story, it's just an incredible experience in that tiny room.
Well, and sometimes the songwriters aren't the people up on stage, as I heard that Mark Irwin, who was the songwriter for the Alan Jackson song Here in the Real World and also Highway Don't Care and Redneck Crazy, he was a bartender when he wrote that song still.
Yes, and before that he was my bar back when I was a bartender there.
Erica Nichols runs the Bluebird Cafe, the legendary Bluebird Cafe out of Nashville. The documentary is called Bluebird. And Erica, I need to know, seeing the people that you have seen in your club, is there anybody still to this day that you just would freak out?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, calm down, John.
Thank you. Erica, I'm a huge Springsteen fan. I am a huge Springsteen fan. Frankly, I'm surprised he's never showed up there.
I'm also from New England, so I grew up in, you know, the New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts area, so I'm a big fan too.
Well, maybe we can get something started. We'll tag him in it when we post this interview online, and maybe we'll get his attention and he'll come on out.
Hashtag challenge Bruce.
I love it.
All right. Watch Bluebird today. You're not going to be disappointed. We guarantee you that. Erica, thank you for that. I cannot wait to come to your club when we're traveling again and say hi to you in person and maybe watch The Boss together. Who knows?
Oh, that would be great. Let's plan on it.
Hashtag challenge Bruce.
I'll be looking for it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.